We had our first convention last year where we invited all the domestic workers from around the city and the state to come and let us know what their concerns were. What is it that you have felt you should be protected by, only to find out that you had no protections? About 200-300 of the domestic workers came, and from what they told us, we formed the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights consists of $14 an hour minimum. That is with medical. Without medical, then we're saying $16 so that the worker could provide their own medical. Sick days with pay, personal days with pay, paid vacation, severance and notice. This bill have been introduced in the Assembly by Assemblyman Keith Wright, and we are pushing for someone in the Senate to introduce it. Olga Mendez had promised us that she would introduce it. Up to today, she still have not introduced it.
Domestic Worker United is an organization. Do they plan to form a conventional union?
Domestic workers have been excluded by a lot of the labor protections that other people have. We do not have the right to collective bargaining, and that is also part of the bill.
How many people are there that are domestic workers in the New York area?
Well, we estimate in the city of itself there's over 200,000, and in the state 600,000 to 800,000. 200-300, it's a small number. The thing that we are dealing with is the whole fear factor. A lot of the domestic workers leave their country because of globalization. They're forced to leave, and they believe that it's going to be better in the free world, US of A, only to find that when they get here, that is not the case. America do not recognize any other country's qualifications, yet other countries recognize American qualifications. They could be lawyers, they could be teachers, but they come here, and because of the way how the system's set up, they cannot go into that field. They end up being either farm workers or domestic workers. From the time of slavery, those are the two jobs that the labor law excluded from the protection. And I always have to ask this question, is it a coincidence that that happened? The majority of homes have some type of a domestic worker in there, whether it's a cleaner, whether it's a full-time babysitter. They've got gardeners, they've got carpenters. We have been told that we're being unrealistic in what we're asking for, $14 an hour. But it is just trying to level the playing field, trying to get recognition and respect for this work. I don't understand the double standard where you can have someone taking care of your child and you can say to this person, this is the most valuable possession that I have, I trust you to take care of it. And then you could turn around and you can insult the person by offering them $300 a week when you and a couple of your friends go out on Friday and you spend that.